Let's take a look back at the best of the best highlights from the 2024 high school football season on KNIA KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com. We begin with Pella, as the Dutch normally played on 92.1 KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 2.
Fake the handoff, roll out to the left, near sideline. Deers picks it off at the 40. He is gone. The 20, the 10, the 5. 6 for the Dutch, touchdown Pella. A dagger of a pick 6 for Emmanuel Deere.
Holy cow, did he read that throw or what?
Pontier in the backfield with Brick. Play action. He's in some trouble, rolls out to his right, throws. It's knocked away by Rex Ramey. There's your dagger. Rex Ramey stops Indianola on the 2-point conversion.
Third and 7 for Pella at the 42 of Xavier. Right to left for the Dutch in white and green. Kurt to throw. Fires right. Caught by Deers. Breaks the tackle. First down and a lot more. Far sideline. Out of bounds. Inside the 10-yard line.
Kurt will show the pass. Looking for Barnes. One-on-one coverage. He makes the catch.
He got it.
He makes the catch on the near sideline. And there's your dagger.
That's
the Dutch
game.
Are going to knock off Newton. The snap is good. The hold is good. The kick is up. It's blocked and returnable by the Dutch at the 30-yard line. Who is that, Randy? Is that Nathan Vandeloot at the 50?
Go, dude,
one man to be at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, 6 for the Dutch. Touchdown, Pella.
Pointing in the shotgun, takes a snap, tosses it left to Vice, trying to get to the corner, and Pella's there to bury him in the backfield.
Guess who?
And Nate Warner, for the fourth time tonight, comes up with a defensive play and a fourth down stop.
It's Kurt on a keeper. He's near the line to gain, and he got it by the spot. He got it.
Yes, if they don't give him that spot, it'll be a ripoff because he's well over the line.
And there's your dome dagger.
Collin claps his hands, takes the snap, wants to throw. They want a deep ball. Mullins at the 30 and a foot race at the 50. Mullins to the 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Harry Mullins, 99 yards.
99 and 2/3. They were on the 1-foot line.
Next, Pella Christian Eagles, and they were usually live on 92.1 KBLS and KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 2.
Pella Christian strikes there, and now on the backside of this, it's again Fransman. Ritzer finds Fransman. Rolling to his right, he stops, fires back to the left side. 25-yard strike from Ritzer to Fransman, and Pella Christian is answered back.
So Brecken Ritzer back to pass. He's looking deep. He's looking in the direction of Landon Fransman again, and he found him. The Eagles score again. Handoff goes to Johnson Morgan. He's across the 30, out to the 40. He's got a couple guys to beat. He's at the 45, 40, 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. Johnson Morgan, 81 yards on the first offensive play for Pella Christian. Handoff goes to Cooper Sprunk. Bounces off one tackle, leads across the 10 to the 5, carrying guys down to the goal line. Oh, touchdown, Cooper Sprunk.
Yeah, Sykes gets this one away, and it's a great punt. Nunnacovin will catch it at around the 25. He's looking for his blockers. He's got him set up. He's at the 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Landon Nunnacovin.
Knoxville is next, and the Panthers were usually found on 95.3 KNIA.
Down the middle, and it is caught at the 4. Touchdown, Eli Fuller. There is your trivia answer, folks. Who caught the first Knoxville touchdown at Randy Wilson track? And it will go down as Eli Fuller. Woolsey takes it, looks to throw. He gets rushed out of the pocket to the near side. He will throw towards the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Tayshaun Connor! That's the second time Woolsey's had to scramble and found one of his friends downfield for a 27-yard pass. Under center is blocker, takes a snap. He'll turn around, gives it to running back Reagan Roberts, just says, no, you don't. Oh, my goodness. The part-time KNIA KBLS announcer just announced that he is making a tackle. Come down to Kobe Higginbotham. He's on 5 to the 10, 15 to the 20. Has a hole, 25 out to the 30, 35 out to the 40. He is to midfield, has one man to beat, and they will not catch him.
Touchdown, Knoxville. The Panthers on the ensuing kickoff takes it 95 yards.
Two in the backfield. That's Stanley and Irving with Woolsey. Woolsey takes it. He'll give it to Irving, and he'll score. Touchdown, Knoxville. And there is the silver sword going right through the heart of the Blue Jays. Let's visit Warren County as Indianola typically was on 94.3
KNIA. Going to get hit. He's taken down at the 5. Urbandale has no timeouts. Clock running 10 seconds. Urbandale, 5 seconds. They're going to have to try and get a playoff. 3 seconds. Do they get the snap? They risk it. 2 seconds. That's it. Indianola wins it. They get the sack.
Oh,
and they win 21-17. The goal line stand for the Indians.
Holy cow.
Takes a shot sideline towards the corner, and Mitchell Bauer is going to be up. Caught. Bauer out at the 1-yard line. Mitchell Bauer with the miracle for 31 yards, and it's first and goal. Indianola, wow. Drops back to pass. They try to set up a screen. It's going to be caught. Pontier at the 20. He's got blockers out in front to the sides of the 10. In the end zone. Touchdown, Indianola for 18 yards, and they reclaim the lead 13-8.
One wide receiver right and left, third down and 5. They need the Indianola 41. Scholl drops back to pass, has a clean pocket, now facing pressure, throws across the middle, and it's intercepted. Looks like DeWall has it. He's at midfield. He's going to cut upfield. DeWall stays on his feet to the 44-yard line, 41. He's taken down in the Indianola defense. Turnovers have not been easy to come by, but they come up with a big one.
Up next is Norwalk as the Warriors were on KNIAKBLS.com. KNIA 3.
The handoff to Tigner. Big hole up the middle. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30.
He's gone.
Can he take it to the house? 10 tripped up from behind. You jinxed it there. Number 35 for Glenwood made the shoestring tackle. Dylan Paulus, that saved the touchdown. Third down and 10. Hatlevig back to pass. He's being pressured. Going for it all. Right corner of the end zone. Turning around. Making
Eli Robbins.
Eli Robbins. Touchdown. It's a 28-yard touchdown connection from James Hatlevig. Ruggie in the backfield. He's back to pass. Luke Brewer coming in hot from the right side and forces the throw. And Colton Borcherding Johnson's got the interception, and he may take this to the house. Still on his feet. Into the end zone. Colton Borcherding Johnson, pick 6. We'll fake the handoff to
Tigner. We got Brewer.
Going to take a shot
got
right
Luke.
Down the middle field.
Go,
the
Luke.
Post right is there. Luke Brewer has it, 30, 20. He's going to be run down just short of the goal line at the 1-yard line. But a huge play there for the Warriors. Like it'll be about a 44-yarder. Kicks up. It's high enough, deep enough. And certainly long enough. It's good right through the uprights. It would have been good from maybe 55.
For sure.
So Tavon Ferner boots a 44-yard field goal as time expires in the first half.
Let's visit Jasper County as Newton was the new kid on the block, usually found on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3.
Reverse coming this way, lot of running room. 30, 40. One man to beat, gets by him at the 30, all the way for the score. Newton runs it back on the fake end around, right down the near side of the field. And that is a touchdown for the Newton Cardinals. And doing the honors on the fake handoff was Christian Ergenbright. A senior takes it to the house. 45-50, where's the speed? 40, 30, down the sideline, 20, 10, he's going to go. Touchdown, Kate Klein. That is a 56-yard touchdown, 57-yard touchdown run. Quarterback throwing over the middle, two men there, and it'll be Finn Martin on a touchdown from 28 yards out, right across the middle. Two men were open in the end zone, and it was a touchdown for the Cardinals.
Up across the 20, he's got one man to beat at the 30, makes a move, now he's got one man, has the angle on him, will cut back, Treese is gone, 30. 20, a kickoff return for a touchdown. Newton back on top.
Yes, sir.
Riley Trees takes it to the house.
We cannot forget TCM as the Mustangs made a run all the way to the semifinals in Class 2A.
Van Dorp will drop back to pass. He's going to throw deep. He's got Graber at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Riley Graber on the long touchdown pass from Gavin Van Dorp. 5:32 to go. PCM 33, Greene County 6. Van Gorp in the shotgun. He's going to drop back to pass. He's looking. He's going to hit Robbins. Robbins at the 35, the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Robbins cuts it inside. Touchdown, PCM. Van Gorp goes around the right-hand side. He's going to be into the end zone. Touchdown, PCM. On the QB sneak by Gavin Van Gorp to go up 3 scores on Mid Prairie. Robbins gets the call. He's around the right side. He's at the 35, the 30. He's at the wheels, the 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. 20, Dinely knocks out of bounds at the 15. Adrian Robbins introducing himself to the Indians.
Van Gorp drops back to pass. He's looking. He's flushed. He throws into the end zone. He'll be caught for a Mustang touchdown.
Oh, my. Harlan Shannon.
That was the best of the best highlights from the 2024 high school football season on KNIA Carver Less and KNIAKaverless.com.